Si vous avez présenté une demande d'indemnisation pour des sévices subis dans un pensionnat indien, sachez que les dossiers de votre demande sont protégés. Ils seront détruits en septembre 2027, à moins que vous ne choisissiez de les conserver ou de les partager. Pour en savoir davantage, composez le numéro sans frais 1-877-635-2648 ou consultez le site Mes documents, mon choix.
C for combat, J for jungle, U for uranium, M for mutant. Hey, hey, hey!
CJUM 101.5, campus and community radio with a great sense of urgency. Hey, hey, hey.
That's right. It's UMFM 101.5, the campus and community radio station at the University of Manitoba. My name is Tom. Show's called At Large. I will be with you until 5:30 today. So, yeah, what do we got? We got some old, we got some new, we got some fast, we got some slow, we got some popular, we got some obscure. So it is going to be a good At Large show. I hope you enjoy. It's At Large on 101.5 UMFM.
A veil, little kiss and tell with poison pills. Bitten in the valley of thirst,
there's no fear. Oh, what a feeling. Nice love you, baby. Well,
together and sweeping it up. variations of the color of light. It's getting late and we're running out of time. It's getting late and we're running out of time. I see the past and the future and a whole lot of doubt. Hard way in and a harder way out. I'm out in the distance and it's ready to climb. It's getting late and we're running out of time. It's getting late and we're running out of time. It's time, not for profit. It's time, not for greed. It's time, without borders.
Yeah. you hang. Come on.
Since first introducing the world to the sound of Kiwa's golden era, Buena Vista Social Club has become one of the most celebrated musical legacies in history, a living tradition that continues to bring generations of musicians together from Havana to sold-out stages around the world. Now carried forward by Buena Vista Orchestra, the music returns with a powerhouse lineup led by violinist Rolando Morejon Reyes and a stellar band of world-class players connected to the Buena Vista Social Club, Celia Cruz, the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, and more, keeping the classic sound alive and in motion. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra at the historic Burton Cummings Theater Sunday, October 25th. Great tickets are on sale now, starting at $39.50 plus fees, available through Ticketmaster.ca. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra live at the Burton Cummings Theater, October 25th, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Some songs never leave you. On Thursday, August 27th, Soul Asylum makes its long-awaited debut at the Park Theater for a night of alt-rock classics, big hooks, and the kind of live show that's only gotten better with time. Runaway Train, Somebody to Shove, and Misery were part of your high school soundtrack, or you discovered them in your parents' record collection. This is your chance to hear them up close. The night kicks off with LA alt-rocker outfit The Props. Get your tickets now for only $40 plus fees through ticketweb.ca. And don't miss Soul Asylum with special guests The Props on Thursday, August 27th at the Park Theater. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
You're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM. Yeah, Soul Asylum. That would be a good show to go and see at the park. Anyways, back to the show. We started the set with two from 5440. We heard Ocean Pearl, and then we had some operator error there. I forgot to take the single, play CDs, forgot to take the single off. So we stopped after the first one, and then we went to the wrong song. But then I got back to Nice to Love You. Both of those songs, Ocean Pearl, Nice to Love You, were off the band's Heavy Mellow album. And that was a live recording that they did back in 1999. And part of it was done, would have been done here at the Walker Theater at the time. So, yeah, and that was a great show. Then it was two from the Great Lake Swimmers. We heard Endless Detours and Running Out of Time, both off the band's latest album, Caught Light. That was the Toronto band's ninth album. That was released last year, 2025. Yeah, and that's one of those albums, the more and more I listen to it, the more I enjoy it. So, and then finishing the set, a classic from Norman Greenbaum, we heard Spirit in the Sky, a single he released in 1969, and it's also off the album in the same name, and that's what I played it off the album. Oh, yeah, I played the album version, and Norman Greenbaum says that he wrote the lyrics to that in 15 minutes, and it's also the second most requested song at funerals. That's pretty cool. Up next, I got a couple more from somebody that was at the Burt Block, so I hope you enjoy. The show's called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
Talk to share.
Tell me where to look. Tell me what will I buy. Lay me on the ground and fly me in the sky. Show me where to look. Tell me what will I find. What will I find? Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. Heaven, let your light shine.
day for the rest of my life. I get open to the memory of a day for the rest of my life. I get open to the memory of a day for the rest of my life. I get open to the memory of a day for the rest of my life. Sunlight in my growing, so little warmth I've felt before. It isn't hard to feel me glow. I watch the fire that grew so low. Thank you.
Led Zeppelin with the Rain Song from their album Houses of the Holy, and you're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM. Yeah, it was the band's fifth album. That was released back in 1973. Much different album than the previous four, and when I first listened to it, I didn't quite get it, but over time, it was there. And the reason I played Led Zeppelin this week, I was out on my bike on Sunday, saw two Led Zeppelin t-shirts. The second one, I said, gotta play some Zeppelin on this this week's show. So anyways, before Led Zeppelin, Alt J, another English band from Leeds, with You and Me, and that was from their Dream album. That was the band's fourth. That was released in 2022. And then in the middle, Car Seat Headrest with Equals from their Scholars album. That was released in 2025. That was Seattle band's 13th album. Talk about prolific. And then opening the set were two songs from Collective Soul. We heard Gel and Shine. Gel was off their self-titled second album, and Shine was off the band's debut album, Hints, Allegations, and Things Left Unsaid. And that was released back in 94. And their other one was the Collective Soul self-titled, was released in 95. Going to play a commercial, and I'm going to come back with a couple of albums that were released in 2025. I hope you enjoy. Show is called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
In need of a boost? IQ's Cafe and Billiards has you covered with your favorite Starbucks drink and food from some of Winnipeg's favorite spots, including O Donuts. We've got everything you need to fuel your next cram session. Ready for a much-needed study break? IQ's has your back. We've got top-of-the-line diamond pool tables, board games, foosball, ping pong, and more. Open from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m., and Sundays until 10 p.m. Come chill at IQ's Cafe and Billiards today.
It's a dream. There is a part of you that no one knows, and I don't need to go. And somewhere in there is a truth untold, and silence will not hold. You put the words to a melody and try. Sometimes it kills you, but it sets you free. It cuts right through it. Come down this instant. It turns out you were right. Come down this instant. You're too high. Sometimes it kills you, but it sets you free. It cuts right through it. Come down this instant. Turns out you were right. Come down this instant. You're too high.
Think of your children pledging allegiance to the maple leaf. Mayonnaise on everything. Winter, 11 months of the year. Anne Murray, all day, every day.
CJUM FM 101.5, running on 100% Canadian volunteer power.
And you're getting a little tired. Yeah, there may be one or two. You can get buses out of Monticello. Everything's cool. Everything's very cool all the way around.
There's a thing called I'm Going Home by Helicopter. Woo! Oh, baby, I love that way you walk. Yeah, one more month, too far to show. Need to get around on that go-cat, go-cat, go. Step on my blue suede shoe. Make it to the family of my blue suede shoe. Back that up, down the front. When she grabbed my bed that night, I got a room and be nasty to me. Top down my fancy double being to me. Yeah, coming on a baby, whole lot of shit going on. Coming on a baby, whole lot of shit going on. We're thinking, whole lot of shit going on. Man, shake it, baby, shake. Boy, shake it, baby, shake. Shake it, baby, shake. Shake it, baby, shake. Well, love it, baby, I love when walk to me go. How long? Oh, yeah. Whoa, yeah. Ooh, babe, I love that way you walk. How, 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 how. How, 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 how. I'll shoot you right now. Knock you up your feet. Whoa, babe. I got a crave. Yeah, yeah. Whoa, yeah, yeah, yeah. God, God knows I do. I love you, baby. Lord, God knows I do. Take your love and baby one more time. Oh, do the stomp. Do the stomp. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, baby, baby, baby. Yeah, yeah. I do that, baby, I'm doing that one more time. Yeah, let me love. I'm going home. I'm going home. Whoa. I did my baby one more time. Yeah, yeah, could I go see my baby? I'm going home. See my baby, baby, baby. Ooh, baby, I play the blues for you. Baby! Baby, huh? You're the real song. Baby, I love you so. Oh, baby. Ooh, 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 ooh. Do that, 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 yeah. Ooh. Love you, baby, love I one more time. I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm going home. Get home. Get home, baby. Look out, baby, I'm coming to get you one more time. Going home.
laughter.
Elvin Lee and 10 Years After. And you're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM. Yeah, you just heard that song. It was from the Woodstock album that was released back in 1970. And the performance by the band on the album and the movie gave a huge boost to the band's popularity. I did my grade 9 speech on Elvin Lee and 10 Years After. And I bought that album in 1970, saved a lot of grass cutting money, triple album, I think it was $16 when I bought it. So yeah, I had to save some grass cutting money. I'm just thinking grass cutting. Yeah, the kind that you mow. Anyways, yeah, back in 1970 I bought it. So yeah, and I think it's 56 years old, still stands, it's still in good shape. So yeah. And then before 10 Years After, the band with Chest Fever from their album Music from Big Pink, and that was released in 1968. It's the album that influenced an amazing number of artists, and it's still doing that. And I got to go back to Woodstock. Yeah, Woodstock, the anniversary, August 15th to August 18th, 1969. So yeah, the time is appropriate to play that song. And today's date was the date that another musical date in history is Miles Davis sat down with the musicians to do Bitches Brew. And I often wondered, after Woodstock, he would have seen the pictures of the New York Times, and that would have, whether that had any influence on when they did that album. I don't know. And then before the band, we heard Alan Sparhawk with Trampled by Turtles. We heard Too High, and that was from their first album together. Their first album together, yeah, simply, and then it was released back in 2025. And then opening the set was Pulp with Spike Island. That was from their latest album, and that was released in 2025 as well. And that was the band's first album in 24 years. Amazing. I worry about Tool, how long it takes to get a Tool album out, but 24 years, that's a long wait. Anyways, up next, I'm going to play another couple songs from a Canadian, from a Winnipeg, well, you could say Regina, Saskatchewan, Winnipeg band. So I hope you enjoy. The show's called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
There's a certain kind of quiet that still feels loud. That space where melody, memory, and something harder to name all settle in at once. Bahamas, the project of Afi Yirvanen, has been shaping songs in that space for years. Easy on the surface, but deeper the longer you sit with them. With his new record, My Second Last Album, Yirvanen leads into clarity and emotional directness. A Juno-winning album that moves through indie folk, soul, and country with a lived-in honesty, and now he brings it to the stage. Don't miss Bahamas at the historic Burton Cummings Theater, Thursday, September 25th. Free tickets are on sale now, starting at $40 plus fees, available through Ticketmaster. Bahamas, live in Winnipeg, September 25th. Proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM. Don't say sorry.
Thank you.
just like she told me to. Yeah, 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 well, here it comes. Here comes the night. Here it comes. Long, lonely nights. Well, here it comes. Here comes the night.
2 from Street Heart, and you're listening to Large on 101.5 UMFM. Yeah, we heard Here Comes the Night and Under My Thumb, and both those were off the band's Under Heaven, Over Hell album, and that was their second, and that was released back in 1979. Before I got one more song to go, but before I do, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. I certainly appreciate it, and I hope you enjoyed the show today. And it's called At Large. I'm here most Wednesdays from 4 until 5:30. I will be here next Wednesday from 4 until 5:30. So, yeah, have a great week. It's 101.5 UMFM.
Some musicians are born into greatness, others earn it. VFR Couture has done both. On Tuesday, September 29th, the Winnipeg Folk Festival welcomes acclaimed Malian guitarist to the Centre Cultural Franco-Manitoba Band. The son of legendary desert blues pioneer Ali Far Couture, Vieux has built a remarkable career of his own, fusing the hypnotic rhythms of West Africa with blues, rock, and some of the most electrifying guitar playing you'll hear anywhere. Powerful, joyful, and completely captivating, VFR Couture delivers a live show that stays with you long after the final note. Here all year. Enjoy amazing music year-round and grab your tickets now through Ticketmaster.ca. Don't miss VFR Couture, Tuesday, September 29th at the Centre Culturel Franco-Manitobain. Brought to you by the Winnipeg Folk Festival and proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
Good evening and welcome to Art World Innovators, exploring stories of innovation in the art world. I'm your host, Susan Cohn, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba.
Our guest this evening is Amy Dempsey, art historian and best-selling author, born in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and currently based in London, England. Amy earned a BA in psychology from the University of Virginia in the U.S., an MA in art history from Hunter College in New York, an MA in modern art history, and a PhD in art history from the Cordell Institute of Art in London. Amy's early career in the arts included working at commercial galleries in Washington, D.C. and New York, writing for various museums in London, such as the Tate, the Victoria and Albert Museum, and the National Maritime Museum in London. A fellow of the Royal Society of Arts, Amy is the author of The Female Body in Art, published this year, the international bestsellers Styles, Schools, and Movements, The Essential Encyclopedic Guide to Modern Art, published in 2002, currently being updated, The Groundbreaking Destination Art in 2011, and more. Her books have been published nationally and internationally by leading publishing houses such as Hames & Hudson and in numerous languages. Amy continues to contribute articles and essays to numerous exhibition catalogs and arts magazines. She's been invited to many lectures, to speak at various events, has been frequently interviewed in various countries for the general public, experts, and children. Welcome to Art World Innovators, and thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
As an independent scholar with a track record of wrestling gigantic themes, your recent book entitled The Female Body in Art has been described as a thought-provoking exploration of beauty, identity, power, and resistance, and a fresh perspective on art history itself. Would you like to tell us more about this work and how it came to be?
This one was interesting because it was the first time I'd worked with a new publisher, Lawrence King, and they